Okay, I'd like to speak to you tonight about about the din of a davar charif, something that's sharp, and how it's nogea to Yeridaya. There are two major chumris regarding a davar charif. One is here in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and Avodah Zarah, and the other is in Chulin on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And I'd like to talk about the halachas of a davar charif as they come up. I sometimes tell people that to be a Rav in Brooklyn, work on being a Talmud Chacham. To be a Rav, I can give you a list of 100 shilas that are pretty much, 90% of the shilas, they're repetitive. In the Yiddish shtub, the same shilas repeat themselves. And then you have the 10% that break new ground. But most of them repeat themselves. Many of the kitchen shilas have to do with the davar charif, as I'll explain in a minute. And you really have to know two coolers. If you know these two coolers, 99% of the time, the davar charif shilas, you have where to be meikel. Now, each one has to be explained. So let me explain from scratch. All right, in Shas, we find two chumris about a davar charif. A davar charif is an onion or a radish. These are things that have a sharp taste, or a pickle. But these things have a sharp taste. Things that have a sharp taste, we find two Gemaras to be machmir. One is here on Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara talks about a Kairit Shel Chiltis, which is apparently some very sharp something or other, which even Art Scroll doesn't only transliterate into Chiltis, so, which is fine, because Darach HaShulchan also didn't know what a Kairit Shel Chiltis is. And it's some sharp thing. What does our Gemara tell us about a Kairit Shel Chiltis? It tells us the following, that even though we have a rule that a keli eina ben yaymai doesn't give bleias, even though we have this rule, that if you take a milk spoon and you stick it into your chicken soup or into your challah, it doesn't answer if the milk spoon wasn't used in 24 hours for hot milk, which is almost always the case. If it wasn't used in a kli rishon, in hot milk, in 24 hours, it doesn't answer. Eina bin yayma, it doesn't answer. That's a basic rule in Yeridaya. A davar charif has a chumrah that eina bin yayma does answer. That if you cut an onion with a knife that wasn't used in 24 hours, there's no kulam. A davar charif, even if it wasn't used in 24 hours, it still answers. That's the first chumrah in the Gemara regarding a kairit shel chiltis, and Tosfos says, who had in a botzel? Or whatever else Tosfos says, Rabotzel we know is an onion. So Tosfos says you cut an onion with a trefa knife, even Eina bin Yayma it asers, with a milcha knife and a fleshka knife, it becomes milcha ko fleshka. That's the first chumrah of a davar charif. The second chumrah of a davar charif has to do with the rule of nat bar nat. Nat bar nat is the halacha that if you cook, let's say, spaghetti in a fleshiga pot, that's called a nat bar nat. The spaghetti wasn't with meat. It was in a fleshiga pot, even a ben yayme pot. That spaghetti becomes a nat bar nat. Now, why does he want to eat that spaghetti with cottage cheese? It was cooked in a fleshiga pot, you want to have it with cottage cheese. So, l'chatchila, at least we B'nai Ashkenaz, don't do it l'chatchila. But the rule of nat bar nat is it never asks things b'di'evit. If you have part of a food cooked in a fleshiga pot, a milcha pot, it got mixed with milk or meat with the opposite type, a nat bar nat never ever asks things b'di'evit. So you have spaghetti cooked in a fleshiga pot, and someone says, I used a milchik scooper to take it out. Doesn't matter. It doesn't aser b'di'evit. Nat bar nat doesn't aser b'di'evit. Except by a davar charif. The second chumrah of a davar charif is that there's no nat bar nat by a davar charif. If you cut an onion with a fleshika knife, that onion has a din of fleshik's mamish. That onion is mamish fleshik. If it falls into a milchika food, it asses. It's not a nat bar nat. Because this kula, that power of the things don't asser, doesn't apply to a davar charif. So, these are the two chumras. Excuse me.
Even if the onion is not moshe, it's really like
onion is Moshech Tam. We assume that an onion is Moshech Tam because we assume that it gets Blias of Fleishiks. That's our assumption. All right, so there are two chumris of a sharp Davacharif. Number one, there's no kula of Enevin Yaimai. Number two, there's no kula of Naparna. Comes along the Beis Meir, and this Beis Meir is a it's a tremendous sort of ace in the hole when shilas come up. A great percentage of kitchen shilas have to do with a davacharif. People know if you cut a davacharif, it's more chamer. People always have, they cut the davacharif with milch and knife, and they garnish their roast beef with it. What do you do now? So what's it in? The Beis Meir comes along and he tells us the following. He says there are two chumris by a davacharif. Naparnat and Ein Ben Yaimai. You don't have to be machmir, the two chumras together in the same case. If you have one case where it's only treif because of the two chumras together, you don't have to be machmir. For example, a lady calls, I cut an onion with a milch knife, and I put the onion on my roast beef, and now it's cooking in my flesh pot with a milch onion. Well, you ask her, was the knife ben yaimai? If the knife was used within 24 hours for hot milachis. So then there's only one chumrah that by an onion we don't consider it a naparnat. It asks, it will ask the roast beef. Because in that case, it was a ben yaimai. So you only have one chumrah of a davacharif that said it's not a naparnat, that it could aser. And yes, we're machmir a single chumrah. However, Baruch Hashem, in almost all the cases where someone asked me a shayla, and I asked them, was it used within 24 hours for hot milachiks? Even if their first reaction is yes, I question them. Because we don't have that much hot actual milachiks in it from a cleavishin in our house. And almost always, the knife wasn't used within 24 hours for milachiks. Which means to say, this roast beef is only going to be aser if I say two chumris. I say, Ein ben yaimai is like a ben yaimai. Onion became melachik. Now, if it, the onions are naparnat, it's still naparnat, never asks anything to the other. So I have to say the second chumrah that I'm not making on naparnat. So these two chumras together, we don't take the two chumras together, and it wouldn't ask the roast beef or whatever the lady is calling about. That's the kula of the Beis Meir, the way it's brought down. It does not fit well. There seems to be a stira from a Ramah. And the Prima Gadim clearly disagrees. There's a Rabbi Kiv Hager that disagrees. Rav Palm always paskin like this Beis Meir. As a matter of fact, I remember once coming back from a Levaya, and there were some fellows who were learning here a day at a different yeshiva, and they asked Rav Palm a shayla. And Rav Palm turns to me and says, what do you say? I said, Beis Meir. He said, yeah, Beis Meir. So they asked me, what's the Beis Meir? This is the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir for Shailas of Davacharif. Now here I want to tell you just a personal thing. The truth is I wondered why Rav Palm always paskin like this Beis Meir. In that particular case, afterwards I got a letter, this was guys learning in Lakewood, with a list of Maramakaimis of those who disagree with the Beis Meir. And this copy, it happens to bring a Marsham that agrees, and the Yad Yehuda who agrees. Chalukei days. Rav Palm was in the hospital his last, at the end of his life. One night I made a list of shilas I never had the guts to ask him. And I went to the hospital the next day, and over the next 2-3 days I asked him a number of these questions. One question I asked him was the following. I said to Rav Palm, I know the Rebbe always passing like the Beis Meir, and I wondered why. Is it because, and this was my suspicion, is it because Lamaisa, we don't see that it tastes milachik or it tastes fleishik. We don't see that our knives actually give milachiks and fleishiks into onions. Now Chazal said it does, so it does. But maybe that's, I suggested that's the reason that Rav Palm was being samach on the Beis Meir. So Rav Palm looked up at me, and these are the words he said. He said, do you know who the Beis Meir was? He acted like I insulted the Beis Meir terribly. He says, do you know who the Beis Meir was? Do you know Rabbi Kiva Eger writes about the Beis Meir? The Beis Meir is the only tshuva sefer. There are two volumes of tshuvas from him. Most gedolim, either all the shailas are Urachayim shailas, you know, what brachim make on cornflakes, things like that, or most of them are Urachayim shailas. If you look at a Beis Meir, most of his tshuvas have to do with agunais and gittin, shailas and gittin. Ibn Ezra is thick and Urachayim is thin. So do you know what a Beis Meir was? Anyway, so we have the Beis Meir to be Saimachan. Whether you want to use my tziruf or not, we have this Beis Meir. That's kula number one. As I say, it's a great kula to know, and it's easy to remember. We're not machmir the two chumras together. That means if it's a ben yomei keli, you're stuck, because then you only have one chumra, if it's ben yomei. But if the keli was ena ben yomei by a davar charif, so you're already being machmir ena ben yomei like a ben yomei, then the power of a food becomes... It's always power. If a davar charif is always something power, and then it becomes not par not. It doesn't ask anything to the end. That's the first kula. And that kula is here in Ois Hei, those of you who have the copies. There's a second kula, the Chavos Das's kula, also the subject of a certain amount of disagreement. And this comes up in the following very specific case that people ask. People tell me they cut an onion with a whatever knife, and they put it in their whatever type of machine, the blender, whatever machine they have. They ask, did they make the machine milachik? It's a power of a blender, chopper, whatever it is. And the question they ask is, if you cut a davar charif with a, let's say, milachik knife, and you put it in, did you make the machine now milachik? Follow? Common thing. In most houses, you cut a davar charif, you're going to cut it with something, and then you have a power of a machine. What happens? So I have to tell you, the Magen Avraham, the Chayyadam HaMachmir, and the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Pesach is Machmir. So that is a big tzad, G'dayle HaPleiskim HaMachmir. The Chavos Das says, he actually says two reasons to be Mekel, but the Chav he brings from Devin Eiser is this. So it's a Mestavidik Chav, even though it's not like a Magen Avraham. A davar charif takes taste out of a knife. You have a milchik knife, you cut an onion. In the davar charif, it's refreshed, it's renewed. It has a din like the taste itself. But when it goes out of that onion into a blade of a blender or a chopper, it loses that uniqueness of being a davar charif. It doesn't retain that uniqueness. When it goes from one blade into a food, and from that food into another blade, it doesn't spread to the next blade. This is the kula of the Chavos Das. Chavos Das, with tzirufim, were machmir. Certain foods, we're not sure if they have a din of a davar charif. With tzirufim, were machmir, or mekel on the type of hagola. These are the two kulas of a davar charif. A rav gets davar charif shailas 99% of the time. It's most of the time it's the Beis Meir's kula. On occasion, it's the Chavos Das's kula, and that's the kula. Occasionally, a lady will tell me that the knife she cut with was a ben yomei. I say, wow, we really have to be machmir by a davar charif for a change. But most of the time, it's not so that it's a davar charif generally has one of these two kulas. And the copies that you have, Ois Dalet is the Chavos Das's kula, and Ois Hei is the Beis Meir's kula. And these are the two kulas. Everyone's always happy to hear kulas. And now just a scheduling item, I understand that some people have applied for permission to go to the country next Thursday and may not be here. So you have to know, we're going to finish the second parak. We still have a blot, Lamitesa Mabez, Mem Amid Aleph, and then Mem Amid Bez, Nila Mem Amid Bez, it changes. So permission is given only if you finish the parak. Emir Hashem, after the summer we hope to start the next parak. So wherever you may be, I hope next Thursday night you'll put in the time learning. If you want to call in at 11:30, we can have a call in for anybody who wants to be part of this. And what? Call into your chavrusa, okay. And Mitzvah Hashem, I hope everyone has a nice summer. Thursday night at Kippa Guda for July, I'll be there. Anybody wants to join me for a mishpah? You're very welcome. Black and white. Teshi's providing black and white. Okay.
Okay,
I couldn't zoom her. I still hope to see you next Thursday if you're here.